As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet. While it's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
See, this is exactly what we're talking about when we call Aaron Boone a data applicator and when we talk about him not managing the game enough, where it's all predetermined. He told you flat out, if you were listening to that post-game show or watching it, wherever you're hearing Aaron Boone, he told you flat out about the seventh inning. Now, this is for me, I'm real time here watching this game. The Mets, you know, whatever was going on with them, the two TVs on, I was over at SNY after finishing up Baseball Night in New York, so I'm watching both the games, but I really wasn't paying attention to the Mets in this particular case because, I don't remember if the game was over at that point or it felt like it was over, whatever it was. I remember being locked into the Yankees, specifically in the seventh inning, thinking, okay, let's see how Boone handles this with Mester Cortez. I have no problem with him starting the inning at all. But now let's play along. Let's manage along with him and see what he does. First guy, walk, obviously. All right, not good. Now, for me, I'm already starting to think, because we know Nestor, and by the way, Nestor was terrific. This is not on him. He looked good. You know, he gave up the home run or whatever, but not a big deal. He was fine. So he deserved to pitch the seventh inning. Not a ton of pitches. It was 80 pitches, whatever it was. Not a big deal. Walks the first guy. All right, so now I'm thinking along as the manager, Manager Sal, sitting at my desk at SNY, thinking along with Aaron Boone, or trying to think along with Boone and what I would do in that spot. All right, next guy comes up, base hit. In my mind, I said it right there. I didn't tweet it out or any of that. I try not to do that anymore. I want to give my opinion here. In that moment, I said, that's it. Go get him. The game wasn't in doubt. There was no question. Still had a comfortable lead. Just go get him. He walked one guy. He gave up a base hit. He's had issues all year, third time through the order. He gave you six solid innings. What more do you want from him? Why not go get him? And Boone's explanation is, he said this. This is a quote. He was facing Frazier no matter what. That is a direct quote from the manager of the team. He's facing Frazier no matter what. before the inning started. Again, talking about the lanes. He's talking about the lanes there. He wanted to get Cordero in there after that. That was Cordero's lane, but specifically wanted Nestor Cortes in there to face Frazier. No matter what. Wrong. That is why this loss is squarely on the shoulders of Aaron Boone. Now, I told you in recent weeks, I was warming up to Booney. I like the energy. I like the entertainment value that he gives you. He's a competitor. He's got an edge to him. He's going to fight for his guys. Oh, you can't argue that his ball clubs have won a lot of games since he's been here. You know, obviously, there have been some issues with some of the decisions that he makes and how those decisions are made, postseason, lack of success there, whatever. But for now, this team was playing with an edge. This team is playing with great competitiveness and fight. And I think that's something that the manager has brought along as well. You know, we mentioned Aaron Judge coming back and Bader, whatever, all those different things. This, however, is unacceptable. So this is not, and the reason why I say I'm giving Boone credit, this is not just a let's pick on Aaron Boone fest. He's a problem. As a matter of fact, I've never said that he's the problem with this team. Tonight or last night now, he was the problem. That is a, and I'm not saying Cordero wouldn't have, you know, who knows? Cordero could have came in that spot and given up a three-run homer to Frazier himself, but it was the wrong move. It's not about the result. It wasn't a bad move by Boone to leave Cortes in because he gave up the three-run homer. It was a bad move to make based on watching the game and having a feel for the game and having a feel for your pitcher who has had issues going deep into games. He's had issues the third time through. Why would you ever say that he's facing Frazier there no matter what? The answer is because it's predetermined. He told you that in his answer. It was predetermined he's facing Frazier no matter what. So that decision was made by Aaron Boone before the walk to Santander, before the base hit to Hayes. That decision was made. And then at that point, it was like, well, all right, he gave up a walk and a hit. Here we go. What's the worst that could happen? Well, the worst that can happen happened. Two guys got on. Third guy hit the home run. All three scored. Then he go gets Nestor Cortes. Unacceptable. You cannot manage a game like that. Can't do it. I don't want to hear the numbers and the stats and all this. Manage with your eyes. Manage with your gut. Not by the book. And saying that Cortes is facing Frazier there no matter what is wrong. It's completely wrong. And he paid for it. And obviously the Yankees couldn't get out of their own way that inning as it was just a complete implosion. Cordero imploded. Abreu imploded. I mean, nobody could get anything done. And somehow, a nice comfy 5-1 ball game looking like another win, climbing up the ladder in the American League East, gets away from them, and it turned into a significant deficit and an eventual loss. You can't have that happen. And it's all because of Boone and the way he handled that seventh inning. Now, had he gone to the bullpen to start that inning, I would have probably said, well, can't Nestor start that? He was almost there. He was halfway to making the right decision. Again, results don't factor in to what was the right decision or not. It's the way he explained the decision that makes it wrong. And also not getting Cortes out of it. Like, my theory is, and Boone is, see, he's on always on the wrong end of these things. He takes Herman out too early, leaves Cortes in too long. And his logic just makes, there is no logic. It makes no sense. The theory that I would have is that a pitcher gets knocked out of the game. Now, I know that we've gotten to a point, we've evolved as a society. Well, really, have we? But as a baseball society, we've evolved to where teams now are trying to be ahead of pitchers getting knocked out. They see it coming, they get him out. But this was a perfect scenario where you had Cortez. You know what? Let's see what he's got here. Let's see if he can go through this order here. Love to get him through this inning. Show me he can go through the lineup again. And really finish strong, get through the seventh. Got a four-run lead, no harm in having him start the inning. But then after the walk, and I wouldn't have pulled him then, after the base hit, the decision is made. He could have pulled him after the walk. Agreed. I would have been okay with that. I wouldn't have, but it would have been fine. After the base hit, there is no doubt anymore. Get him out of the game. Get him out of the game. We all see it. But Boone saw it too. He's not stupid. He saw it. What he did was hope. He hoped that the stats, the lanes, the data, the analytics, it would all be right. He's got to face Frazier. I'll be damned what's going on in real time. I want him to face Frazier no matter what. Well, you got it. No matter what, you got it. Even after walking it, no matter what. Okay. And boom. Three-run homer just like that, and everything changed. Now, he still did have a lead or left with a lead, and then Cordero couldn't get the job done. So I'm not saying that they, you know, would have gotten the victory had they made the moves differently. What I'm saying is it was a bad move by Boone, and the explanation for it was even worse. You can't say he was facing Frazier no matter what. That is why I call Aaron Boone a data applicator. That is why I have a big problem with the way he manages these games. It can't happen. Watch the game. Forget what you had pre-planned and predetermined and get him out. Go to the bullpen. It's a terrible loss. Now, I mean, is it a big deal? No, absolutely not. The Yankees will bounce back. They'll win tomorrow or later on today and, you know, take this series from the Orioles. They'll continue. I still think they're the best team in the American League. But these are things that are scary to me moving forward, because what if Boone does this again in the postseason? He's done this before. I never seem to agree or be on the same page with Aaron Boone when it comes to his decisions as far as taking these pitchers out or leaving these pitchers in. He's either too quick with the hook or he leaves him in too long. He picks the wrong guy to stay in. He takes the wrong guy out. And it'd be one thing if you were making the decisions based on what he's seeing and his gut in the moment. But he gave you, you know, we can anticipate and assume that he's making these decisions based on lanes and based on, you know, predetermined stuff with the numbers and applying that data. But he gave you the answer that confirmed that that's what's in fact happening. It was predetermined. He made the decision. He's facing Frazier. He's getting through Frazier no matter what. And the Yankees fall to the Orioles. 877-337-6666. We'll get into the Mets and their loss as well. Mets, it's funny with them. When they are winning these games, and this is not, I mean, I know it sounds obvious. Well, when you win, you look great. But when the Mets win and had these euphoric comeback wins and all that stuff, they look like, hey, you know what? This is the Mets team of last year that won over 100 games. This team could go out there and compete for a World Series. But when they lose, it is ugly. It is ugly. And they look like a team that won't make the postseason. Old pal Marcus Stroman sticking it to the Mets, which was even more frustrating.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Kind of back on the Fan. What in the world is Aaron Boone doing? Why, Booney? You're better than that. Bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports, the most trusted name in sports betting. And right now, use promo code JerseyFan to score up to $250 with their first bet bonus. Win or lose, they will match your first bet up to $250 with promo code JerseyFan. Simply visit superbook.com for terms and conditions or download the Superbook New Jersey app in the App Store. Enter the promo code JerseyFan and you'll get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is a lot of times fans get on managers and head coaches, whatever, based on the result of the decision. Now let's go back to 2015, Terry Collins. My dear friend, Terry Collins. My issue was never his decision, and obviously I wanted them to leave Matt Harvey in the game, but what do I know? My issue was his indecision, where Terry knew better. In his gut, he wanted to take Harvey out, but Harvey said, give me that damn ball, I'm going back out there. And against his better judgment, Terry let Harvey go out there and take the ball. And obviously it didn't work out. So it wasn't the decision, the results. It was that his initial decision was to get him out of the game. The indecision is what I always said was the issue with that move. With Aaron Boone, it's not that Frazier hit the three-run homer. It's that he said it was made. He wanted him to face, he wanted Cortez to face Frazier no matter what. So when we're all watching the game, worried about, or at least curious to see how Cortez is going to do in that seventh inning, because of all the issues he's had this year, basically hitting the wall after the fifth inning, he gave you six strong innings against a really good team. Going the third time through, what do you think is going to happen? And while we're all curious to see what he's going to do to start that seventh inning, once he walks somebody, you got to be thinking, all right, He lets one more guy on here. I got to go get him, right? I mean, I don't want to. I want him to face Frazier, but I got to go get him, right? Next guy, base hit. I don't care how it happened. Tough play or not, doesn't matter. It's a base hit. Now he's let the first two guys on. You have to go get him. There is no choice. There is no choice. Boone knows better. I know he knows better. But he was trying to sneak through. I just want him to face Frazier. That's it. He's facing Frazier no matter what. Thinking that even if he hits a three run homer here, we still have the lead. Well, guess what? It cost you. Using some common sense would have been better there. A walk and a base hit, a guy who's hit the wall after the fifth inning all year long, let me get him out of the game. And it's not just about the results or just this game. It's about the way that Boone manages these games. That's where, to me, the biggest issue is. Where the lineups are predetermined probably weeks, if not months out. He might know what he's doing, you know, the last weekend before the All-Star break with the lineup. Well, this guy needed a day of rest here because this guy, you know, was sore from the day before because he's playing on the turf. And like, because all the info that they have now, you could make, he's probably make these lineups 3-4 weeks down the road. Shouldn't work like that. Can't be all predetermined. Pat is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Pat?
Yes. I just wanted to get you a speaker. How are you doing tonight, Sal?
Good, Pat. How are you?
I am fine. Sal, I disagree with you, and I just like to make a couple of points if you give me that opportunity.
All yours.
What's going on here is Cortez faced the third time around in the sixth inning. He struck out the side. Mm-hmm. He struck out Mullins. He started the inning game in the ninth batter. Ortiz, he struck him out. He struck out Mullins. Mm-hmm. Rushman got a single, and then he struck out Mountcastle.
I'm aware.
His pitch count was in the 80s. What really hurt the Yankees this game was the fact that Cole only gave them five innings the previous night, and they had to use Marinaccio a lot, mm-hmm. King a lot, and Peralta. The Yankees are their bullpen. There are four guys missing who should be key members of their bullpen.
Oh, you can't use the best. Yeah, but you can't use the best.
Hold on.
You can't use the best guys every single night. And that does not excuse why he left Nestor Cortez in there after watching him give up a walk and a base hit.
Okay, that base hit, if it was fielded, it was not out of the realm of possibility that Volpe could have fielded that ball. That could have been a double play.
Right. Oh, and by the way, could have been.
Sal, we're talking. There's no reason to yell.
No, we're talking. Okay, go ahead.
What happened was Frazier hit a home run and Cortez came out of the game. It was still 5-4. They still had the lead. Cordero blew the game.
Pat, here's the thing. You're talking to me like I didn't watch it. Okay, so I did watch the game. I know what happened.
The game wasn't lost when Cortez gave up the home run.
I didn't say that it was. So maybe I got to yell louder because you're not hearing it, Pat. I never said the game was lost because he gave up the home run. Did you hear what I just said? I've been talking for 25 minutes. Did you hear what I said?
Well, Cordero blew the game. So he's the guy you wanted in the game earlier. So what made you think that he was going to be effective if he came in and he crapped the bed when he came in?
Pat, if you were listening, I'm not sure if you listened or not before you called, but if you were listening, I said there was no guarantee that Cordero was going to get the outs anyway had he come in earlier. What I was talking about was the decision by Boone to leave Cortez in when it was predetermined saying he was going to face Frazier no matter what. I've said it very loudly and very clearly that the result...
I heard every word you said. I just disagree with you because the point of the matter is every team uses stats and Frazier is hitting 206 versus lefty pitching this
year. Which is exactly why he forced the issue trying to get Cortez to face him no matter what when it was the wrong move.
Cortez made a bad pitch to a guy and he hit the foul pole. Come on. The game was 5-4.
You're focused on the wrong thing. Forget the result. Listen to me.
You have a predetermined feeling about Boone.
No, I don't.
You come out with this data applicator and now you're using this as an example. And meanwhile, Buck Showalter, Mary Buckmas, his team is 500 and he's a genius.
See, Pat, here's your problem, okay? And
Sal,
by the way,
I don't have a problem.
No, you
I
do.
Don't want to talk to you anymore.
Get lost, you loser. I'm sick and tired of you. Get lost. Thank you. bye-bye, don't call me anymore, please, because you don't get it. You, like Boone, have a predetermined call thinking one thing about me, which is not true. I have criticized Buck Showalter. I criticized him last night, as a matter of fact, for pinch-hitting Daniel Vogelback for Mark Vientos. So you think this is a Met Yankee thing, you knucklehead, when it's not. You're not listening. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Please, I beg of you, pay attention to what I'm saying. It's not that difficult. This is not about the result. It's about how Boone made the wrong decision. Anything predetermined in that spot is beyond asinine. He said no matter what, he was facing Frazier there. No matter what. This with a guy with Cortez. You're a Yankee fan, Pat. You should know better. I shouldn't have to tell you this. You should know. But let me educate you. Nestor Cortez has had an issue getting past the fifth inning this year. Getting through the lineup the third time. So him being out there for the seventh inning is a big deal. And I give Boone credit for giving him the opportunity to try to get through that seventh inning. It's a big deal. And I wanted to see it. I was curious about it. But then after the walk, it's like, And I give Boone credit. You know what? Let's see him get through it. I'm going to give him another guy. Then the base hit. Now you have two guys on, nobody out, with a pitcher going through the lineup the third time through and has hit the wall in the fifth inning all year long. What would you do?
Well, I look at the stats and against lefties, Frazier hasn't hit lefties this year, so I'm going to leave him in there.
Or are you going to manage the game with your eyes and your gut and say, you know what, he's done. If I can see it, I know Boone saw it. So stop making excuses for Aaron Boone. This is not me picking on Boone. I like Boone. I've been saying it for 2 weeks, I like Boone. And I think he's entertaining, the most entertaining manager in the game right now. I'd like to see him make some decisions that aren't predetermined. And when you say flat out, and again, for Pat and anybody else who doesn't understand it, it's not about the result. It's not that Frazier hit the three-run homer. The result was bad. But that doesn't make it right or wrong, the decision. What makes it wrong is that he made the decision before he saw Cortez throw one pitch in the seventh inning. That's the issue. Do you comprehend that, Pat? Do you also comprehend that I ripped the Mets more than anybody? Or are you just, he grew up a Mets fan, he's ripping my Yankees. I don't want to talk to you. Give me a break. Listen. Instead of having a preconceived notion as to what we're talking about here. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Fleek's just like Boone. He's doing the same thing he does. Philip is calling from Freeport. What's up, Philip?
Sal, if you ever threw me off today, I would get so upset. Jesus, help us all.
Well, you don't want to talk to me anymore. That's fine. Bye-bye.
I never heard that in the history of the family. I don't like you anymore. Like, give me my bat and ball. I'm going home.
Yeah, good. Go home. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I liked having a good conversation with him. He's trying to bring up a good point, but I know what happened in the game. The problem is, much like Boone with his predetermined decision with Nestor Cortez, It was predetermined in that caller's mind that I was anti-Boone and the Yankees.
I never got that from you ever.
Thank you.
Listening on SNY, on the fan, ever. I mean, we're spirited. We get nuts.
Right.
We want to be, we want to win. Listen, Boone does have problems, by the way. He absolutely does. I mean, I would like to see him at least once, Sal. Yes or no? Can he rip a player once in public? Can he get a little...
Well, I mean, that's not his style.
It's not.
He's called out some guys with some... with some pointed words at times. You know, Domingo Germán comes to mind. We're maybe holding him accountable a little bit. So I don't think that Boone, and he doesn't need to rip them publicly. I think he holds the guys accountable. I think Boone's got a great pulse in that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. So I don't have an issue with that. My only issue...
He's definitely grown better. He's definitely gotten better than worse.
Well, I feel like he's more confident now and more comfortable being himself, which I like. Mm-hmm. My only issue is the predetermined crap. I get the numbers mean something. I get that there's data and analytics that everybody uses it. Mm-hmm. But he proved it. He said it. He was facing Frazier no matter what before he watched his guy throw a pitch in the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. How do you make that decision?
Sal, can the Yankees be successful without a big-time closer? I mean, like, can we piecemeal this together?
Or yes, because
do we need somebody like
the Yankees will get another bullpen arm, whether it's a dominant closer or not, who knows? But they'll get another bullpen arm. Cashman always does. But yes, they have enough right now, especially if they start to get guys back healthy. But Michael King is a weapon for them. You know, you could talk about getting Hamilton back, who has been their best reliever, mm-hmm. you know, this year. So, Holmes, even though I don't love him as a closer, he's still good.
He was an all-star last year. He was an all-star.
Yeah, so they have enough.
Fell apart second half, I mean.
They have enough. I think the Yankees, I hate even saying when healthy, because a lot of times...
It's unbelievable. I mean,
I know.
It's a lot of candle. I mean, yeah.
Well, a lot of times no team is healthy, but it seems like the Yankees have been dealing with that more often, especially this year.
It's funny you say that, but like 2 weeks ago, they were number one in IR. Like, I mean, they had the most guys on the list. I mean, number one in major leagues. I mean, how do you get a $165 million pitcher, Rodon?
Well, that's the problem. They need Rodon and Stanton. Now, think about this. The Yankees right now look like, at least in my opinion, I say they're the best team in the American League and maybe eventually going to be the best in all of Major League Baseball. Right. They're without Rodon and Stanton, two significant players, impact players, when healthy. So I mean, that'll take them to another level.
Can you imagine, like, Torres hot, then you get to,
Torres looked great tonight or last night.
Judge, and then Rizzo, and then Stanton. I mean, that is if you're a pitcher and they're all hot, I mean, that's a nightmare beginning. I mean, that is very tough to get through.
That's kind of the point, Philip, and thank you for the call. Why I said, I felt this way after the Rays series, because the Rays were the best baseball had to offer. So watching a depleted, beaten-down Yankee team go into the trop and compete at a very high level, should have taken 2 out of 3 or even swept, and even though they lost 2 out of 3, with Bader being back, you saw an edge. You saw competitiveness. You saw some fight. And once I saw that in a series where they could have gotten buried, if that series goes the other way, Yankees playing lifeless baseball, Rays, take care of them like they do everybody else and sweep the Yankees, Yankees could have been buried. 12 games back or whatever it would have been, last place. Think about what we would have been talking about that Monday. But instead, it wasn't. They fought, and even though they lost 2 out of 3, to me, they showed more positives in that series than anything else. And they've been able to build off of that. It was at that moment that I said, this team's got something here. Then Judge comes back, and then they look even better the next go-around against Tampa. Then they take care of Toronto. Then they had that big win on, what day is it? It's now Thursday, so Wednesday. Was it Tuesday night against the Orioles? Yeah, Tuesday night against the Orioles, that big win. This one, last night was a bad loss. But it happens. I mean, they're not going to win every game. That's why I'm not getting caught up in just the result of it. Hey, the Orioles are good. You got to give them credit, too. Yankees came back in the first game of the series. Orioles came back in the second game of the series. It's not just on the Yankee bullpen and Cordero or Cortez or Boone. Give the Orioles credit. My issue is the decision by Boone and what went into that decision, which really wasn't much. It was he was facing Frazier no matter what. That's my issue. I'd like to see Boone clean that up a little bit and balance it out a little bit. Yehuda is calling from Brooklyn. Yehuda?
Yeah, Sal, thank you for being on the air. I appreciate you bringing the energy. Sorry for you. You have to put up people like Pat. I don't know what his problem was. But, obviously, I think you make a very good point, being a big Yankee fan watching all the games. I don't know why it always feels like you're watching TV and you're watching the game, and you can manage the game, and you can feel it. But Boone has these decisions that he just feels like he's not watching the game. What are you doing? Like today with Nestor, every Yankee fan knows Nestor has a massive issue coming late in games. Why is this man still in the game? I'm nothing against the man. He got us through 6 innings. Take him out. Put another guy in. If he loses you the game, all right, you did your job. You tried your best. But why does he keep making these type of decisions? He did something with Herman. Took him out early twice. Twice. One time he had under 80 mm-hmm. pitches, gives up a walk, takes him, let the mat. If Ramon loses that game when he's eight, when he's under 90 pitches and he's in the ninth innings,
you live with it. Right.
All right. You did your job.
Right. You live
you
with it.
You did your job.
That's what I'm saying. Yehuda, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's regardless of the result, let's say Cordero would have came in and imploded anyway, right? To me, there would have been no second guessing had Boone taken Cortez out either A, after the walk, or B, after the walk and the base hit. That's it. Had he not had him come out for the seventh inning, you could have been like, I would have liked to see what Nestor could have done in that seventh inning. At least that's what I would have felt. I wouldn't have ripped Boone for it, but I would have said, he was rolling along. Let's see what he could have done in the seventh inning. But he wanted to see what he could do in the seventh too, which I thought was the right move. Then a walk, then a hit. Like, that's it. End of story. I don't give a crap who's coming up next, right, lefty or not. You got to get him out at that point.
Right. One more thing, guys, I got to add, Sal.
Yes. What?
Like you said, I think he's done a very good job this year, Boone, with the team that he's had, with Cashman, what Cashman's been to put up with this past this season,
mm-hmm.
and so far. They got to give him credit where credit is due. Like you said, you got to give credit to the Yankees where credit is due. They have done a very good job against some very, very good teams in baseball. And you got to give credit to Baltimore. And that'll get a night. Baltimore, a heck of a team. Good for them. It's about time Baltimore gets something to cheer about. And thanks for being in the air again, Sal.
Well,
thank you.
No, thank you, Yehuda. I appreciate taking the time to listen and give us a call. Well said. I think Boone has done a nice job this year. This is the stuff that drives me nuts, and it would with any manager. See, Buck, to me, is the opposite of this. And by the way, Buck has had a bad year. For the record. I mean, in case you weren't paying attention, like that first caller there, Buck has had a bad year. And you could tell he was sensitive, too, with the Mary Buckman stuff. Oh, you call him a data applicator, but it's Mary Buckmas. No, this year has been anything but a Mary Buckmas. Team's been dumb, uncharacteristically beating themselves on the base pads, been awful. Some of the decisions with the lineup, with the pinch hitting. But it's the opposite, where Boone has things predetermined. Buck is managing based on what's happening right in front of him. Yes, he's using information. I understand that. But I guarantee you, and look, maybe I could be proven wrong. I guarantee you there has never been a time in Buck Showalter's life where he said so-and-so is facing so-and-so no matter what. Not in this scenario. I'd be stunned if that were the case. Mickey the Gravedigger. Mickey, maybe you got to keep it clean this morning for us.
Yo, Sal. Don't worry. This guy, I almost hung up the phone because of him and how mad he got me.
Don't worry about it.
I was like, am I going to lose it or am I not? Okay, and this is coming from a Yankee fan, okay? I'm a Yankee fan. That was predetermined. Okay, Nestor Cortez got $3.2 million this year. And you're going to tell me, we all know that he makes it through six innings, no problem. That's we all know it. And like you said, he put him out there. We all put him out there. That was by Brian Cashman. And I don't care what anybody tells me. He wanted to see him go through seven. We paid him. Let's see him and let's see what he can do. We know Jimmy behind him is only making $720,000 this year. So it is what it is. So he's going to give up if he's going to give up. But I don't want to hear a Mary Buckmas or something returned by, Pat, by the way, did you know Sal is a Braves fan? He's not a Mets fan.
So where are you getting this from, Mickey? What are you talking about?
You don't root for the Braves?
No, I don't root for the Braves. I mean, there was a point in my life where I didn't mind the Braves. Actually, I don't really mind them now, although after last year, I really hate them.
Yeah, but you've been Braves jersey. I've seen you in them.
What are you talking about?
I'll bring a picture up.
On Twitter. Yeah, I tweeted that a while ago. But no, I'm a Mets fan.
Okay, I thought you were a Braves fan.
No.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, but...
Dude, Mickey, did you listen to the show at all last year?
Yes. I've only started getting into you this year.
Oh, really? So this is a newfound love for you?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
A big love.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate the support. But you don't have to defend me against Pat. It's fine. Look, he's entitled to his opinion. I have no issue with it. The bigger issue that I have with Pat is that he wasn't listening to what I was saying. Had he actually taken the time to listen with an open mind, he would hear that I'm unbiased and I'm giving good reason to why I have an issue with what Aaron Boone did tonight.
Yes, of course, because if if he doesn't listen to that, he says that he listens all the time. Oh, thanks for doing this. You have praised Boone more than anything. You talk about how he's so enthusiastic, how he's fun to watch, mm-hmm. how he does this. Yes, we understand that. He went out there. He made the wrong mistake. We know once that walk was given, every Yankee baseball fan, any fan or any player knew it's over. Cortez, now we know, doesn't go past six.
Mickey, you got some good energy. You must be. Are you working? You working tonight or what? You're all fired up.
I'm home, watching TV, and I'm laying in bed listening to you on Alexa, and I'm chilling.
I appreciate that.
And I just can't stand people call with asinine talking on this radio station that don't know what they're talking about, that never played sports in their lives. Hmm. And they come.
Did you
and
play?
They talk to, yeah, I played. I scored 1,100 points in high school basketball.
What position? You a point guard?
I was a point guard. I ran a 4.4. I ran a 4.47 40, a 10.300.
I don't know what that means.
A 10.300 yard dash.
Who was your point guard that you looked up to before you started playing? When you were a kid.
My point guard that I loved was Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, okay. Well, Latrell wasn't necessarily a point guard,
favorite,
but yeah.
As a point guard, I don't.
But whatever, that's fine. That was your guy. Sprewell was your guy.
No, Kobe Bryant was my guy.
Kobe. Okay.
It was my all-time is my GOAT.
So you're a Lakers fan?
No,
okay.
I am a Kobe Bryant fan.
I got you.
I hate LeBron James.
Why?
Because you know why? It's because he opens his mouth. And I know, listen, everybody got to say stuff and you do this things and everybody, you're an athlete
I
don't want to hear politics.
I get it. And I don't want to hear politics either, Mickey. All right, Mickey, I'm glad. Hey, I'm very happy with you today. Good energy. Very happy that we had a good day today. All right.
And thanks for and you know what? We're going to celebrate. And thank God for you, and thanks for that, for that and that that thing you sent me.
Hey,
and
you're my head. You're the man, and I promise you we'll get to a game, okay?
All right. And anybody wants to mess with Sal, I'll put you in the ground.
Whoa, Mickey, look at that. Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate the call. Now, remember, when he says put you in the ground, he might mean it literally, as he is, in fact, a gravedigger. But no, Mickey, we appreciate you, and thanks for taking the time to call. Look, with athletes, you're saying you hate LeBron because you don't want to hear the politics stuff. And I get it. I don't want to hear the political stuff either. You just have to separate it. Ignore it. And I'm not talking about do you like them personally. You don't know what a lot of these guys are doing in their personal life anyway. Some guys that you may have looked up to. We worry about what they do on the field. Right? Sports fans, hard to take everything in. You're going to root for good human beings? I mean, that'd be ideal, but what if they're not? You're not going to root for them? We got to judge them based on what they do on the field. Obviously, you could put the other stuff into account as well, but I don't know. It becomes a tricky thing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.